This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The White House was out today with its latest national climate assessment, the Obama administration's take on what a changing climate is doing to this country and what's going to happen if we don't figure something out. Which means, since it's the Obama administration's report, the guy whose name is on it is going to be out the next couple of days promoting it. He'll be spending time with weather forecasters, eight of them across the country, from NBC's Al Roker to maybe the person on your local news, which kind of makes sense, stands to reason. Right? But not, as Dan Bobkoff reports, for the reason you might think.
Many Americans trust their local weathermen for the five-day forecast. How about for the truly long range?
New at 5, what will the Southern California climate be like in 30 years?
Ed Maybach heads George Mason University's Center for Climate Change Communication. He says Obama is smart to use weather people to promote the national climate assessment.
Unlike climate scientists, they already have the eyes and the ears of the American people.
But Maybach says many meteorologists are climate skeptics.
While almost all of them understand that the climate is changing, they're not all necessarily convinced that human activity is driving the change.
And some don't even go that far. Among the most prominent of the unpersuaded, Joe Bastardi, chief meteorologist.
A meteorologist, not an Al Roker journalist.
That's meteorologist at weatherbell.com. His take on climate change.
The weather was far worse in this country in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. In the end, I think this is much ado about nothing. I think it'll wind up on the ash heap of history.
According to Maybach's research, a full quarter of TV weather people said they don't believe climate change is happening in the most recent survey in 2010. About an equal number said they weren't sure. The head of the American Meteorological Society, Keith Sider, says some may be skeptical because they see how often their computer models don't produce accurate short-term forecasts.
They translate some of that into having some concerns about using the similar kinds of models to project the climate out for many, many years.
For the record, the AMS supports the president's report. Obama is now trying to get more TV weather people who believe the long-range forecast to spread the word. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.